This is Main Street Nation. It's all about culture, community, and business.
It's about the places that we call home. It's our hometowns. It's our main streets.
It's about the challenges small town merchants face and what they can do to win.
You have strong views on things, don't you?
It's a little bit. I think you picked it up from the last time.
I did.
Every downtown is unique.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Christy. I have a new business. Why should I open up on Main Street?
Downtowns are our past, but they're also our future. They're the places where we make memories, the places where we do business with our friends and neighbors.
Okay, it is time for Main Street Nation Radio. This is part of the Startup Nation Radio Programming Network. This show is all about local culture, community, and business. If you're a local business owner or thinking of starting a local business, if you love your hometown like we love ours, this is the show for you. Stick with us. Great show ahead.
Now, back to Main Street Nation with your hosts Jeff Sloan and Christy Trebaro.
Okay, it is time for Main Street Nation Radio. As I said in the little introduction we were doing, this show, Main Street Nation Radio, is part of the Startup Nation Programming Network, but it focuses specifically on hometowns, and specifically even more so on Main Streets of those hometowns where businesses are based, where consumers go to shop, to have great experiences, to take pride in their hometown. And we've got on Main Street Nation Radio, as we always do, a co-host who can certainly speak to all of that, Christy Trevorrow, the Downtown Development Authority Executive for the great city of Rochester, Michigan. Christy, as always, great having you in the co-host seat.
I appreciate it. I'm always happy to be here. One thing that I would say is that I really love downtowns, but it's more than that. We're part of the National Main Street Center, and that is a big deal. And today we have on someone from the National Main Street Center. So I feel like Main Street Nation has somewhat arrived at this point, which makes me very happy because I feel like we've been talking about downtowns, but it really comes down to how you manage your downtown. And we've talked about that a little bit. But as you and I were talking about in prepping for the show, it's like, what does that mean to anybody who isn't a downtown manager like me? Where does that go and what does that mean? So for us, what I would say is that it's more about think about a town that you like to go visit and look around. Is there a place that you like to go that the flowers are planted, that they have a lot of businesses and that they have great architecture, that there's people, and that's a place that you feel good when you go there?
You know, you always say a place that can create memories.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I think you even used that soundbite in our introductory mm-hmm. montage.
Yes.
And it's really true. It's really mm-hmm. about experience, right? And experience is you know, multifaceted. As you say, it's visual. It's sensory in many, many ways, from the mm-hmm. food that you dine on in that particular town to the mm-hmm. people you meet, to the sounds, to the look, to the feel of the town.
It is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. And that doesn't happen by accident. And that's sort of where I'm going with this, is that you think about that town that has that vibrancy. I'm going to guarantee you that that town, whether it's a main street or not, has some kind of a management authority, some kind of organization, mm-hmm. some group of someone who's making sure that those flowers are planted, the sidewalks are swept, that those businesses are full. Go on the flip side of that. You'll see a lot of towns that are just there. And maybe they don't have some of those mazes. Maybe they do have a lot of shuttered buildings. And 9 times out of 10, they probably don't have a management organization. They don't have someone coming to care and take care of that community. And someone once told me that you have the community that you deserve. And I believe that. You have the downtown you deserve. And if you don't care for it, if you don't take that time with it, if you don't invest not just money, but you don't invest time in that community engagement into it, then that's the downtown you deserve.
Right. And that's the kind of, I mean, you manage all of that. You're the one making sure that the, you know, the town has that kind of look and feel and can deliver that experience we're talking about. You know, mm-hmm. that you've given that town a hug, you know, in your job. You've shown some love.
There's a lot of love.
It does show. Now, what does it mean? I mean, I know commerce, businesses, local mm-hmm. businesses are a key part of the equation. But mm-hmm. as a consumer, as someone who lives in a particular hometown or just likes a hometown and frequents that hometown for shopping and so on, what do I need to know as a consumer? What can I or should I be doing, or what should I be thinking about, or why is this important to me?
The reason I believe it's important, and I try to take off my Main Street hat and just put on my I'm just a person hat, I think that all of us always want to have that place. And before we went on the air, I was talking with our producer Paul Bologna, and we were talking about where my grandmother was on Houston and Whittier in Detroit, and he was remembering that area. And I was remembering the stores that I went to that took me to Cunningham's to get my first nail polish.
Right. Those memories.
Those memories.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was a place that I went. And I think that in suburbia, in many ways, a lot of people had gone away from having those kind of neighborhood businesses that you could walk to.
Yeah.
You didn't, everything has become very car-centric.
Right.
And I think that's changing. And I think for people now, they're looking to have a place because it completes them socially.
Right, right.
It completes them conveniently, of course, because they want to have that business to go to, the great place to go have a bite to eat.
Yep.
But it's more a part of who a person is. And you always say,
we do, right.
I'm Jeff Sloan and I'm from Birmingham,
See?
Michigan.
Right.
See? So you started a trend. Congratulations. It's exciting.
But that's really true, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, when you introduce
is.
Yourself, in the first two or three things you say about yourself,
yes.
you say where you're from.
Absolutely. And so there's a group, the National Main Street Center, which I talk about quite often on the show, that they formalized that. They recognized that, yes, this is something that's important, but there must be not a formula, but there must be a method. There must be an approach. Because when you're looking at downtowns, every downtown's different based on competition, based on environment, based on so many different things.
Sure.
At the same time, they're somewhat the same because the downtown needs to be managed. You need to look at the historic aspect of that downtown because it goes back to that sense of place. You have to think about the business aspect. You can have a gorgeous downtown, but if your business, your buildings aren't full, that's not so great.
And going back to creating experience, you have to think about, for example, the mix of retail versus dining. You know, there's, there's, as you say, there's a formula. There's an approach. There are tried and true things that work and others that don't.
Right. And every downtown is going to be different, but there's a framework, if you will, that goes apart. That, and that's what we've always called the four-point approach of Main Street. And what's really exciting for me as a manager, and I'm hoping as we talk today, everyone will get excited about this, is that the National Main Street Center decided that maybe it was time to relook at what they're doing. And maybe there's, you know, as community's been doing it for a super long time now. I mean, in Rochester, we've been a Main Street or an organization for downtown since 1983. We've been part of Main Street for 16 years. But things have changed over time. You can only plant those flowers so many times. There's more things you have to do.
Sure.
And so they've been embarking on this thing called the Main Street Refresh Project, which is what we're going to be spending our whole episode on, which I think is going to be amazing because I think people might get an inside glimpse of what downtowns are about, how this started, and where we're going.
Where we're going, what's coming, right.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question. When we talk about Main Street, what defines Main Street? Is there, you know, is that a little bit amorphous? It's not quite, you know, quite tight? Or is there, you know, is it just the downtown? Or is it also businesses, you know, around the town or outside of the town?
Yeah, I think that downtown, it depends on the community because I know there are some communities that just have a little hamlet. They just have like a little four corners of what their town was. Mm-hmm. You have a town like a Rochester or a Birmingham that is a traditional downtown that has, you know, four or five blocks and it goes off into the side streets. And to me, when I talk about downtown Rochester, it's not just my main street. It's not just my side streets. It's my community as a whole. It's all those neighborhoods that surround our downtown that make us what we are. And I think that we're going to get into that a little bit more with our first guest to talk about how they're defining downtown and maybe how they're redefining the word downtown and expanding it so more people can take advantage of what the Main Street approach has to offer for redevelopment.
Well, now that is what we're going to do. Exactly what we're going to do.
I knew it.
Right? You were on it right after this break. Hey, I look forward to it. It's going to be interesting. Stick with us. It's a great show. This is about my hometown, but it's also about all of your, each of your hometowns as well. So stick with us. We're talking hometown pride today on Main Street Nation Radio.
You're on Main Street Nation with Jeff Sloan and Christy Trevorrow.
Hey, kind of like hanging out on Main Street with Christy Trevorrow. That's all right.
Who doesn't?
Right, right. Who doesn't is right. All right, well, but now we like hanging out on Main Street, but Main Street's, in order to be a good place to hang out, takes some work.
It does. This just does not happen overnight.
It just doesn't happen.
And it doesn't just take someone like me as a director. It takes a whole team. It takes a squad. It takes an army.
Right.
It takes everyone going in because it can't just be one person's vision because that doesn't make a community.
Right. And it takes being up on the best practices, right?
Absolutely.
You got to stay up on the best practices. And one way you do that in your role is you make sure you're a part of and that you pay attention to the content delivered by the National Main Street Center.
Absolutely.
Right? That's right. Well, and you know what? We've got Matt Wagner, Vice President of Revitalization Programs at the National Main Street Center, on the air with us here on Main Street Nation Radio. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're calling in. We're hanging out on Main Street, and we're talking. Christy, we're gonna really focus on not just best practices, but specifically mm-hmm. the Refresh program, right?
Yes, I actually was fortunate to have a opportunity to go to a seminar that we had on Main Street, Oakland County, which is our organization locally that we learned Main Street from, and they were able to bring in Kathy LaPlante from National Main Street, and she did a seminar for us on what the 4-point refresh is going to look like and what it means to us as a community, and it was really exciting. And so, of course, immediately after that, I said I need to get them on the air because people are going to want to know about this.
Now, if you're ever wondering about whether or not this is important subject matter, there's a center for it, the National Main Street Center. Matt, tell us what the National Main Street Center is all about and what your purpose is and who's interested in what it is that you guys have to share.
Sure. I think the Main Street movement, as we like to call it, as Christy was sort of alluding to, it's not about a person, you know, one individual or a small group. It truly has evolved into a movement of concerned citizens and various stakeholders from a variety of communities from the U.S., across the U.S., that are just very, very concerned about their downtowns and their historic business districts, certainly within our urban cities. And so the center's been around actually from the early 1980s. If you remember that time, for some of us a little bit older, that generation, that was a time where many downtowns were feeling the effects of suburbanization, with a lot of movement of consumer spending, retail dollars moving to the exurbs, and downtowns were certainly hurting during that time. And the National Trust for Historic Preservation specifically was very interested and concerned about what was happening relative to the historic buildings that make up the fabric and certainly the uniqueness of those particular places and spaces, you know, we call downtowns. And 35 years ago, really kicked off the Main Street Center as a model, as a methodology and approach to revitalization of these historic places around the U.S.
And so, Christy, you've been a member how long?
We've been formally practicing Main Street since 2000, so 16 years.
And in 2013, I think there was a little bit of recognition that came your way, too. Just to make you, I mean, you know your stuff, don't you? Because you were honored as
a Great American Main Street Community. We are GAMSA. Yay, us. Woo!
That was 2013, right?
2013. Right. That right. was our third try at it. So don't think that they just hand that out like candy. We worked hard to do that. And personally for me, I don't know this for a fact, but I think our last application, we went a little bit off script, did something different, and really focused more on our community engagement and our stakeholder engagement. And I personally think that's what put us over the edge. I'm just saying.
Well, that's great. Well, you certainly are a model community. That's for sure.
Well, you know, and I don't even know if it's so much that is it. It's just we have great information that we get from National, from our county program, and we are always looking at what can we do better? How can we take things to another level? And I think that's a lot of what National Main Street is talking about with the Refresh Project, Matt, is that it's not that Main Street isn't awesome as it is, but maybe it needs to grow and expand.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point, and something about a year and a half ago, you know, after, again, 35 years in working in communities, actually more than 2,000 communities across the U.S., you know, while Main Street has been regarded, frankly, as one of the top economic development strategies in the U.S. over that time period, with billions of dollars of reinvestment statistics within those communities, it's always good to, not rest on your laurels, but take a close look, especially when things are going well. We love the trend lines that are out there in terms of what consumers are looking for. But it's also time that we take a good look and see what we're doing and frankly, how we can make it even better.
And man, I love that you call this a movement. I mean, that's, you know, I love that. And I feel that. I mean, you know, it's an exciting time for the revitalization of downtowns, I think more now than ever. Don't you think?
I
really do.
Yeah, I would totally agree. And Matt, now you and I chatted about this a little bit before the show, is that I'd been on Jeff's show, Startup Nation, and kind of introduced him to the Main Street concept, and he seemed interested. And then when he attended the conference, as I told you, he was drinking the Kool-Aid after that, because how can you not? You really understand what Main Street is. Either you're really into Main Street or you're really not. But if you're in, you're kind of all in, because you understand it is economic development. It is people. It is community. It's so much the heart of who we are as a society, but it's all managed and it's all packaged, and it is this Main Street movement that then gets moved forward. I mean, it must be so fulfilling to see these things, see communities that are making it happen for themselves and giving them the tools to be a part of that.
Yeah, you know, in my position at the center, I have certainly the opportunity to go from different states and different communities and see downtowns, you know, all different sizes and spaces. And the one sort of commonality that crosses the board in all those communities is just the deep appreciation that both the staff, the board leaderships within those communities and all the stakeholders have around sort of this passion for downtown. I mean, it's just a really unique place. I mean, people don't get that hung up on a mall or a big box retailer on the sort of the outskirts of town. But downtown is just one of those precious places that, you know, anytime someone visits, you know, to your community or whatever, you take them to the downtown, and it just says so much about sort of the health, the basic economy of your community,
sure,
but also just the sort of the respect that you have for the place that you live.
Absolutely. So digging into the refresh a little bit. So you thought it was maybe time to kind of look at things. So where did you go from there?
Yeah, so we had a task force that just first, you know, set out to talk to a lot of Main Street programs, what was working, what wasn't working. And some of the underlying things that we came out of that was really about sort of fundamental needs around flexibility. So I think earlier on in your commentary, you mentioned about, you know, that someone is there managing on a day-to-day basis and being an advocate. And what we were finding was that we were a little prescriptive in sort of what that vehicle should look like, meaning is it a standalone organization that just solely focuses on that? And what we were finding that we were leaving some communities behind, that in other communities, urban business districts, specifically in some cases, you might have a community development corporation or a downtown development authority, mm-hmm. Or even city leadership. So, you know, could Main Street, in terms of its methodology and approach, work with a number of different organizational vehicles and structures and still be effective?
Absolutely. And I know that you reached out to get some help with that. After that. And so when we get back for the next segment, we're going to be talking to Josh Bloom from the Clue Group to talk about that next step and where you went with Clue.
Okay. You're gonna stick with us?
I'm going to be here.
All right. Right on. We can count on you in the next segment as well. That's great. To be continued.
To be continued.
Right after this break.
Welcome back to Main Street Nation with Jeff Sloan and Christy Trevorrow.
Okay, and we've got Matt Wagner on with us as well, Vice President of Revitalization Programs at the National Main Street Center. Matt, thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, most definitely. Glad to be here, guys.
Okay, good to have you.
So, Matt, you know, we were talking about a little bit at the break, and there's a lot of Main Streeters listen to our show. There's a lot of people who aren't Main Streeters that listen to our show. So maybe...
Wait, what's a Main Streeter? Is that someone who belongs to the Main Street Center?
Yes, okay. There's a pin, there's a secret handshake,
oh, I see.
The whole thing.
Okay.
Don't tell them the secret,
I'm not
Christy.
But a Main Streeter, as we call it, is somebody that is working in their downtown. It doesn't mean a manager, but somebody that, as we said, is drinking the Kool-Aid, somebody
right.
that is all about being a part of what's happening in their community.
Okay.
So we just casually are called Main Streeters. Maybe you'll get that badge this year when you attend the conference. We'll have to see Matt. We'll talk about it, see if he passes. But if you could, just give a little bit of a primer for anyone who's not familiar with Main Street at all. What would be, I'm leading you here, 4 points that maybe people would be interested in about Main Street?
Yeah, the wonderful thing about Main Street is that it is a defined methodology and an approach, and it consists of 4 points. And really what we're talking about is just being comprehensive in what you do in your downtown community. So, you know, in terms of the revitalization, you want a strong organization, that advocate 24/7, you know, that's that concerned group that's really carrying out and implementing the strategies. You want to market and promotion. So the second point is about promotions and being strategic and bringing customers and in some cases ringing the cash registers in downtown, like with a small business Saturday kind of event. And then design, so preservation. You know, we are part of the National Trust for Historic Preservation, and we believe that the buildings, the character that's in our downtowns is critical to our success. And so renovations and rehabilitation and streetscape projects that you see are part of that element. And then finally, what we call economic vitality. So it's getting that right business mix. You know, what's sort of the business framework that makes sense for your particular downtown and works for you and attracts you know, customers and consumers to the downtown. So business recruitment and retention and real estate development are all parts of that fourth point.
Exactly. And so with those 4 points, that can apply to any community, depending on size, really.
Exactly. It's very scalable. And with the refresh in particular, we're, you know, sort of test driving as a beta in a number of various communities across the U.S., from Detroit, right in Jefferson Chalmers, right in your backyard. We're doing some work. Josh, who's going to be coming on shortly here, he and I were just in Philadelphia last week in a neighborhood called Tacony. But we're also working in some you know, later stage graduate Main Street programs, Biloxi down in Mississippi and Milledgeville down in Georgia and three rural communities out in Colorado.
So when you guys went to Clue, what was Clue going to do for you? How was the Main Street Refresh project taking shape at that point?
Well, we wanted a true partner in this effort, and one that could help us think sort of outside the box, but also provide some outside analysis of how the pilot sites were working so that ultimately we could learn from that experience and share with the Main Street programs and the coordinating groups across the U.S. So that you could take that learning and start to implement. And so Clue's been our partner in that effort and been working side by side with us within each of the pilot communities.
Okay. Well, we talked about the magic of having Josh on the air. I forgot to say abracadabra when I talked about the magic of having him on the air.
Okay, give it a try now.
But now that we abracadabra, Josh Bloom, are you with us now?
Hi.
Josh, welcome to Main Street Nation Radio.
Thanks. Nice to be with you.
So Matt was just taking complete credit for everything, said the Clue didn't help a bit. So
thanks,
so nice
Christy.
To have you. Yeah, you're welcome.
You got on the show just in time, Josh.
So actually, the question I was just going to ask, and Josh, feel free to jump in here. When I attended the seminar with Kathy LaPlante, and as I'm looking over the presentation because I have it with me here, the word I keep seeing is transformative. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. So there are three elements or components, if you want to call it, of the new refreshed Main Street approach. So the first is really what we call the inputs and having some market data, but also that community visioning that you spoke to earlier and making sure that those two are aligned between what the community is interested in, but making sure that we're sort of being realistic about what the market can serve within the downtown. And then the second element is what we call transformation strategies, and that's really about focusing our resources, our capacity to, you know, what the data is showing so that we really have market-based strategies. And then we're implementing through that four-point approach. And certainly Josh and I can give examples of that. And then finally, the third element is that we measure and that we're demonstrating what the impacts are. You know, are we truly moving the needle? And like any investor, you want to ensure that you're getting a return on that investment. And so any part of those strategies, we should effectively measure and make sure we're moving in the right direction.
Definitely. So Josh, with Clue Group, how are you guys assisting with the Main Street Refresh?
Well, we, you know, as Matt was talking about, we started by looking at some of the things that had worked about the Main Street program and that have always worked. But what we found was that a lot of communities were doing great things, but they were doing them kind of in an ad hoc kind of way. Like they would do, you know, they would do a great fall festival where they would plant flowers or, you know, they would do some facade improvements. But those things weren't always united around an economically based strategy for the downtown or the commercial district. And so that's what, you know, as Matt was just talking about, that's what we've tried to, what we're trying to work with communities to bring those things together around something that's driven around the local economy.
Sure. It really is the 360 view. I mean, we keep trying to bring it back to, there's people listening that maybe aren't Main Streeters and don't necessarily get, they're concerned with the outcomes. They want to have the beautiful downtown. They want the full buildings. They want the historic preservation. And so it's more about kind of going behind the curtain and seeing Oz and seeing what's going on. I mean, that's what we're really talking about, is that group behind that's really trying to make things happen.
Yeah, and at Main Street for many, many years, you know, at the grassroots level has been various stakeholders and volunteers, you know, all participating in that effort. And I think that's a sort of another unique aspect of Main Street's history. You know, part of the refresh and something that, you know, Josh and I are seeing in the communities that that we're respectively working in with this is that, you know, we also want Main Street to work with, you know, with the different sort of organizational vehicles, maybe a CDC, you know, Community Development Corporation that, you know, in particular is very staff-driven, perhaps, or, you know, a city staff is taking the lead role on that. And so, you know, it's our sense that it's about the methodology and the approach, and with the changing nature of volunteerism in general, it's great if you've got that participation. But we certainly feel that there are other sort of mechanisms and methodologies so that that can work in whatever sort of organizational structure that you may have.
We also we wanted to make it really concrete because I think Main Street, the people who work in this in revitalization are very practical. And we, you know, for many years, I think we would get these questions of, you know, what's the perfect business mix for our commercial district? What business mix would make it successful? And we always said that every place is unique and every place has to have, you know, the business district, that the business mix that makes sense for it. But what we started to realize, though, with the communities also need a place to kind of latch on to, need something to latch on to in doing this work. And so this Main Street Refresh project was coming up with a set of about a dozen strategies that are appropriate to many kinds of communities that can then be customized to a particular place. And there are things like, you know, creating a business district that really meets convenience needs, or a college town, or an elder-friendly district. And within those strategies, we actually have tried to develop lists of businesses that are appropriate to those places and kind of some tools to get those things started.
You know, this is really, really interesting stuff. Is there any way you guys can measure, as you know, is there a way to measure the results and know that it's working?
Go ahead.
Well, we've certainly measured over the many years of Main Street's work. We've measured new businesses that open in the community, and we've measured investments in buildings and in infrastructure. But we've been less good at tracking investment in toward a particular goal. So now we're trying to look at how many square feet are devoted. If you're going to pursue a strategy of, for example, creating an apparel cluster in the commercial district, can we track how many square feet of retail is devoted to apparel, and similarly with the different transformation strategies, so that we can really see whether we're moving things over time.
Also to that note, real quick, is that on a sort of a macro scale nationally, we're also engaged in a process of sort of answering that true impact question around the but for Main Street. So, you know, if you didn't have an active Main Street program, would you still be seeing the kind of economic investment that's occurring? And so we're in the process of developing a new sort of standard and methodology for measuring that. And I think that will go a long way in terms of just showcasing the true economic impact of Main Street in the revitalization process.
Okay, great. We've got to run to a quick break. Matt, you're going to come back with us. Josh, thanks so much for being on the show. Appreciate your comments and your great work for Main Streets across America.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. Matt, stick with us. We're going to come back after the break. We'll be back with more Main Street Nation Radio.
Now, back to Main Street Nation with your hosts, Jeff Sloan and Christy Trebaro.
Okay, we are back, and we've got Matt Wagner, Vice President of Revitalization Programs from National Main Street Center, on with us as well. Christy, this is interesting. Who knew that there was such, you know, we just thought you went around and planted a few pretty flowers and...
Yes, there are many opinions and impressions of what Main Streeters do. Some people think that we're the party planners. Some people think we plant the flowers.
Well, I was kidding, of course, because I happen to know that it is quite involved. You've got to deal with the merchants. You've got to bring the consumers downtown. You've got to make sure the look of the town and the experience that you deliver is sound and exciting and compelling. And it's and now we're learning, you know, there's really kind of a little bit of a formula behind it. You know, it is a bit more systematic than people might think.
Absolutely. And again, it comes back to having an organization to work through that. And I know, Matt, when you were talking about the Refresh Project, that you realized, and you already alluded to it, that you needed to try this out in some communities.
So, you know, you've been involved with something for 35 years. You don't want to make a lot of changes without properly vetting it and truly discovering, you know, is this the right approach and what works and what doesn't. So we wanted to just make sure that we were testing it out, learning, and sort of crawling before we walk or run, because it's a big understanding, and it's a big priority for us and a responsibility to ensure that we don't make a lot of changes for the wrong, but do it for all the right reasons.
Yeah, and we're gonna find out about a pilot program of the overall Refresh program, and that is we've got a guest on the air. We're gonna bring in Alex Balloon. He's manager of the Tacony Community Development Corridor, and again, this is one of the pilot programs. So let's bring Alex right on. Are you with us, Alex?
Yes, thank you. It's great to be here.
Okay, great.
So, Alex, Main Street to Main Street Manager, how's this Refresh thing going?
Great question. It's been really interesting. It's given us a great opportunity to step back and look at what we're doing, sort of take stock of our activities and whether or not they're getting us to where we want to go. It's been interesting to have board members, partner organizations, and others weigh in on the future of our Main Street.
How long have you been doing the pilot program?
They just visited last month to do an assessment and do some preliminary interviews. So we've been sort of an affiliated Main Street program for about 4 or 5 years. But this pilot project has only started in the past month.
Mm-hmm. Well, it must be exciting for you. Now, how long has Tacony been a part of, even affiliated, doing Main Street? Or is this brand new for you guys?
We've done Main Street for about 4 to 5 years, so we're more of an early stage organization than a mature organization like yours.
Mm-hmm. And what are you seeing? I mean, we talked earlier about measuring. To me, it's really important, especially if this requires dollars. These programs require dollars, of course, whether they be tax based or otherwise. And measuring results. Other than just, and it's probably actually very important if you just hear someone come up on the street and say, I love what's going on with the town. This is great. I love this or I love that or I love the event you held last week, whatever. Maybe. That's all great. But what about measuring, Alex? How are you guys determining whether or not this is successful?
That's a great question. And I'll tell you, we count everything, whether it's how many storefronts we fixed up, new businesses we've added. Trees we've planted, volunteers we've used. We count, we definitely emphasize quantitative data, but we're really looking forward in the pilot program to start to evaluate more qualitative data. So you hinted earlier about what's the experience like for the shopper? What's the experience like for the small business owner? So we're starting to shift those metrics a bit and how we present and promote and market our Main Street as a place for individuals to gather, to invest, and to patronize.
And I know for me, and we've been at this a little while, when I went to the Refresh workshop that we had, I was so excited. I came back to my community. I started saying, you know what? We haven't done it in a long time. It's time for a community visioning session. Time to get people in the room and say, here's everything we've accomplished. Where do we go from here? And I was shocked how many people just jumped right on board because they were super excited. Because I think the Refresh Project, while it's something for Main Street, I think it's time for all of us to kind of relook at what we've been doing. Because like you said, doesn't mean that we haven't been successful. It just means that maybe things need to get another look. I mean, are you finding that just even the idea of doing the Refresh, that your community and board is getting behind that?
That, by the way, I have to comment. I like the name Refresh for the program for the reason you just said. Because I was thinking about it as you were talking about the program. Mm-hmm. You're using the term Refresh. It's a good one. It's not a restart. It's
correct.
Not a reboot. It's just a refresh.
Yes.
Well, keeping what's working and, maybe cleaning up what isn't.
So, Alex, are you finding that your board and your community are getting behind this?
Yes, and I think to some degree we've adopted our Main Street approach to a more fluid model that's more flexible already. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's great for us to share what's working for us with the Main Street Center to suggest ways that we can stretch our capacity even further. You know, many of us are nonprofit organizations or, development authorities that have limited dollars and limited resources. So there are lots of new tools out there that we can use to help stretch our capacity and deliver even more of an impact.
So, Matt, let's just say that there's somebody in the listening audience that they're thinking, you know what, I'm looking at my town, there's nothing happening there. Where do they start? Where would you tell them to go?
Yeah, well, depending upon where they're at, you've got a great sort of state coordinating body system out there. So, for instance, in Michigan, there's the Michigan Main Street Program. which is a great place to start if you're just looking to perhaps get on board as an affiliate level or something along those lines to kind of get your feet wet, learn a little bit more about the process. You know, in other areas where maybe that doesn't exist, you can certainly reach out to the National Main Street Center and contact us. We've got a number of sort of starter guides and you know, 10 things that you can do to kind of coalesce your community around downtown revitalization.
I'm curious. I just have to ask a question. You use the word community. Can this be a community, or you know, what are the essential basic ingredients that you must have in order to qualify to be part of the program as a Main Street? I mean, this is still, I'm still trying to just drill down and understand, you know, is it a geographical area? Are there certain critical components required in order to even be qualified?
Yeah, so I use community broadly because as I think to your point, can mean a lot of different things, and we intentionally sort of suggest that. I think there's some key elements, and Christy hit on a couple earlier. You know, one, you need a dedicated vehicle, you know, some sort of organization, and I think that can vary, and we're seeing that with the refresh, that someone, this is a professional management, you know, initiative, just like any mall or other sort of business entity, someone's got to manage it and look out for it.
Does it require a local government infrastructure?
No. Not necessarily.
No,
I meant,
right.
You know, Alex's program in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a large city, and while he certainly has political officials in the government behind, you know, he's an independent, you know, community development corporation kind of setup, and so it doesn't necessarily need to work that way. But certainly, public-private partnerships on a variety of levels is critical.
So, a community of concerned citizens in a particular area could get together and say, We're gonna do something here. We're gonna improve our local community.
And yeah, I think more often than not, that's who it is. Really?
Yeah. At the base level, you know, Main Street is a grassroots movement, it does start with concerned, you know, community individuals, whether they make up small, you know, merchants to property owners to the city itself, or just residents in the community that are concerned about the health and welfare of their downtown.
Right. And the reason I was kind of probing on that, drilling down on it more, is because you mentioned in the beginning of the show, you used the term place.
Mm-hmm.
And place, you know, place can be what you kind of think that it is, right? I mean, it's not defined, again, by any particular requirements. It's where you live. It's where you shop. It's where you have friends. It's where your kids go to school, right? That's place. And you can define differently by different people. And so if people are interested in enhancing and improving the quality of life in the place where they live, National Main Street Center can be helpful in making that happen.
We certainly feel, you know, based on the history and the track record, that Main Street is a great revitalization tool and approach for communities of all different sizes and like you say, different places.
Yeah.
And I think with Main Street too, and this is just going to be me speaking personally, and I think I find with people that are in Main Street, they're passionate about what they're doing. They're passionate about your communities.
Yeah.
You can't just dip your toe in Main Street. It just doesn't work, because you have to have that passion, because it has to be sustainable, because it's eventually those people who are super excited about what's happening in your town today, 5 years from now, maybe they're going to be focusing on their business or focusing on their family. They're not going to have that time to dedicate. So it's about inspiring that. And that's, again, Main Street gives us the tools to inspire people to engage in the community, so that there's always this revolving door of people who want to see it move forward and see it grow and change and be this special place that they're proud of.
Sure. How many places today are part of National Main Street?
Sure. There are 1,600 plus communities throughout the U.S. That are part of the Main Street sort of movement and family out there, and it's growing all the time. And I think with the refresh, to Alex's point earlier and Josh's, you know, this is going to give us a framework in which the Main Street methodology can work in lots of different kinds of places. And so we certainly see this on the rise, and trend lines are pointing in that direction. You know,
well,
we're falling in love with downtowns all over the place.
They really are. It's amazing. Like never before. Matt Wagner, thanks so much for being on Main Street Nation Radio. We really appreciate the insight and the great work your organization is doing.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it, guys.
Christy?
If you want to know more, you definitely want to check out mainstreet.org. Tons of resources for anyone who's already has a Main Street going, or if you're just trying to figure out what could I do in my community. Great resource.
Okay, back again with another great Main Street Nation radio show in a couple of weeks.